Welcome to Star for the Universe On Call. I am Paul Franz, owner of Franz Games. I've been SFB Online, FedCom Online, and Starfleet Warlord. Just for my honor, head of joins me, I have a talk guest every Thursday night starting at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can either call on the phone, just dial 605-562-0444. Follow directions and the call ID is 17702. Or you can participate on the web, just go to the Talkshoe website at www.talkshoe.com and search for call ID 17702. And if you want to, if you follow me on the Twitters, where my account there is SFU on call, you can find the YouTube video stream, and you can also chat with me there, which would be fantastic. And because currently I don't have enough followers to have an actual channel. Well, I have a channel, but one thing you should be able to find me there. At the very least, you know, go to the SFU on call, the Twitter account there. You should find it there. Also, I have an SFU on call page on Facebook, so you can find me there too. Also, if you need to contact me for any reason, my email address is sfuoncall@gmail.com. That's sfuoncall at gmail.com. Also, if you want to reach me via Skype, my Skype ID is Franz Games, FranzGmes. And of course, I mentioned I have the Twitter account, sfuoncall. That's sfuoncall. And of course, I have my personal account, which is Paul Franz. I talk, you know, just to let you know that, you know, if you follow me, you'll probably get some tech things. Probably some things about me being Catholic, and also, what else? that's the two main things that you'll see there. Once in a while, you might actually see something. I'll retweet certain things. Also, of course, I have the Franz Games Twitter account, which then if you want to, you can follow that one too. It's all the more the merrier, you know. And of course, this lovely TalkCast gets turned into a podcast available on iTunes and various other feeds around the net. Some quick news from ADB. New on Warehouse 23 Drive-Thru RPG War Game Vault this week is Nexus number 10 and McPherson's Ridge. Also new on Drive-Thru RPG and War Game Vault is Caps Lock number 27, which was previously only available through Warehouse 23. Steve Cole was busy working on Caps Lock number 53 and going on that. Also, the ship and the scenario for the communique, which I think already got delivered this week. Some other things for Shapeways. And, of course, Steve Petrick was busy working on SFB updates and the Gordon Master Starship book. I wonder how far that's going. Maybe if we're really lucky, they'll have it done for Christmas. Probably not. It's getting a little tight. And Gene, of course, has been keeping busy with managing Facebook, beating down the spam assault on the BBS, and of course, taking care of customers and uploading those PDFs to the various ebook readers, you know, e-tailers, and of course, keeping up to date on when it comes to the Shapeways storefront for those wonderful miniatures. Moving onward, of course, we have the SFB Online tournaments. We have the Masters Tournament. Been saying that way too much. Masters Tournament, run by Andrew Koch. Round one is completed. And round two, we've got two already played. We got at least one in progress. That's my game. We got all the way up to turn four, and hopefully we will continue this after my opponent gets back from vacation, which is going to be on the 20th. So hopefully during my Christmas break. I'm not sure what he's going to be doing during Christmas, if he takes off of work or what is actually going to go happen. But I'm assuming that at some point during that week, we will be able to get together. When it comes to the Rat 48 tournament, We still have only one game completed. Gene Sexton is kind of starting to go, wonder if people have completely and utterly disappeared, and I share her concern. Moving on to the library progress. Unfortunately, the stuff I got from Frank, I've processed it, so it's up there. Yay! But those were basically, they were updates. There were fixes to the previous third gens that had been done to make them probably look better. Well, definitely look better and correct any issues that were outstanding. So the completed conversion is still at 2,426. Percentage complete is still 72.8%, which is really awful. I don't know. I'm not sure what to say. I probably need to contact Steve Cole, make sure the backgrounds are there. I'll check the list to see where the list is in this whole craziness. And with that is the news for this week. And it's me, as the one and only, the Paul Franz, welcoming you to Starfleet Universe On Call. And tonight, it's just me and Barry at the moment. How you doing, Barry?
Hey, doing well.
Good. Max, looks like guest 3D, which we were just bemoaning his non-appearances here. So that's good to see. Hey, Dave. Probably got too involved in the Chiefs versus... Who's just playing today? Dave, because I watched like...
Don't ask me.
I'm not asking you, Barry. I'm asking Dave, because Dave usually is watching the ball game while he's listening to me, which is always interesting. That would drive me freaking nuts, trying to listen to two things at the same time.
Yeah. That would get annoying. Interesting drive down I-65 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of distilleries all up and down this highway. And they've got the brown, like, not national park, but certainly attraction signs, you know. So, like, oh, this one's the Jim Beam Distillery or the Boone County Distillery or the... I think Jack Daniel's Distillery, and they're all up and down this highway.
Mm-hmm.
Guess this is where they make the whiskey.
Yeah, I would presume so in that case.
Yeah. Any case.
Yep.
Oh, you've played Through the Ages.
Yes, I have.
There is an app for your iPhone for it.
Yeah, actually, I think I bought it. I haven't started playing it yet, though. Let me just check. Actually, I put it on my iPad.
Oh, you bought it?
Yeah, let me check.
I have it on my phone. We need to get a game going.
Oops. Sorry about that.
No, that sounds like the music from the app.
That was the app.
Yeah. All right, I'll have to figure out how to do a multiplayer game, and we'll have to play one or two or three or however many.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the AI on it's very well done.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, I'd want to play against the AI at least one time at the very least, just to get used to the game and know how the interface works and that kind of thing.
Yeah, whoever wrote that app was really good. It gets everything.
Mm-hmm. Does it have in-app purchases or? I forgot to check that.
I don't believe so. No.
Okay. Because the hard part usually with these kind of apps is supporting them and making sure that they stay alive and they don't just get abandoned by their developers, because the developers aren't being, if it's the standard software requires that you usually buy it once and that's it. But if it's a subscription service or have in-app purchases, there's a way to get money for the life of the actual program itself. Obviously, when it comes to software products, there's always that catch-22, especially in this day and age, which is that a lot of things are now touting, oh, subscription. Problem with subscription is there's only so much, da-da-da money, as my daughter would say, that people have. So invariably, who's going to be the loser? Either people are going to subscribe or not. Now, actually, there's one podcast I was listening to, which is a little bit called Release Notes. This one guy, I forgot his name now. He released Recaf. Well, Recaf is an app which tracks your caffeine. And what it asks you to do is sign up for a subscription for $5 a year. Not a month, a year. And in my mind, like $5 a year, that might be worth it. Obviously, I really don't care about tracking my caffeine that much, my caffeine intake that much. So I'm not gonna buy a subscription for Recaf. But see, that's kind of a subscription which is low enough that's like, that's a coffee at Starbucks. I can afford that once a year. Can I afford that once a month? No, I can't, because they're $60. Is it worth $60? No, it's not.
Right.
So that's always going to be, I think, as long as when it comes to subscriptions, that people keep the number of subscriptions down, as in how you pay for them. You don't want everything to be monthly because of...
Yeah, it can add up after a while pretty quick.
Right, just look at streaming TV, whether it's Hulu or CBS Online or Netflix or Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime is a yearly subscription.
Right.
What else is there available? I think Google... YouTube TV is another one that you can get subscribe to, but that's also $40 a month. It's like, okay, what's the point? Hello?
Yeah.
At that point, that's the problem with you. In my mind, for me, YouTube TV, I have no reason for it, because of I can get TV for just a little more if I just get over getting pure internet.
Yeah.
So I can get all the channels that I'll probably get that YouTube TV allows. Though I must admit, the one thing I think I did get YouTube TV for was so that I actually could watch the playoffs. I got it for a month and then I canceled it.
Yeah, there's that buy versus subscribe. And like, for example, I used to use Slacker.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a thing where they have a library of, I don't know, 500,000 songs. No, more than that. It's some insane amount of songs in their library. Basically everything not quite everything that's ever been published, but quite a bit. And for $10 a month, which is their top level service, you can create your own playlists. You can download your playlists, and then you can keep them offline on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like once a month or so, you have to refresh your playlist, and then you don't have to use data to play your music,
right,
if you're outside of Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
For $10 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, or I can just buy songs on iTunes for 99¢ a song, but then I don't have to pay it's mine forever,
right? Or if you just want to buy the full album, you can get full albums for like $10 for like 12 12 to 16 songs. You know, it's even cheaper.
Right. Right. Yeah, except for the fact that if you're buying them one at a time, you get the exact songs you want, whereas if you get the whole album.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'm old school.
Of course, there's
where if I like a group, like Zac Brown Band is one of the groups I really like, I buy the whole album, and I'll just listen straight through the whole album.
Right, and then there's some songs that are only available if you buy the album.
That is true.
Yeah,
and if you're a real fan of that group, you'll do that. But, you know, I know some people say, oh, I like this song, Long Dick, like this song. But they're not really followers. They're not fans of certain groups, you know.
Right. Yeah.
I'm old school in that way. But talking about subscriptions, one of the topics for the starting topic, and if we might get onto another topic, maybe later, not sure, initial topic for tonight is actually gift ideas because of it's that time of the year. It's Christmas, and actually I've yet to do a gift show. And Lord knows this is going to be the last time that's going to be truly available because next week is going to be way too close to Christmas. It'll be the 20th next week.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Okay, so this is the last podcast of the year.
No. I'm gonna do a recording next week, and I'll probably do a recording the week of Christmas. I see no reason.
Oh, okay.
I shouldn't. And actually, Dave, you just remind. I'll have to fix that, Dave. I just realized why Dave was confused. Dave did not join the right stream, and I think I know why. Is because I forgot to update the date for the episode 506. So he joined the episode 506 instead of episode 505, which is what we're recording now. It's episode 505. So I have to go back and I have to fix that. I'm not going to do that right this second because we're in the middle of a talk cast. Hello to all those out there. Okay, Dave, I actually remembered that. Dave just reminded me about the link he shared with me last week, which is the diceshoponline.com. I'll be talking about that very soon. I'll be showing it too for those watching the YouTube stream. And I know it's going to, Patient Zero is not going to be happy with me because it's going to be another one of those streaming of the podcast, which is, I'm sorry, that's what I do. That's what this is initially about, you know. The only reason I started even having a video stream was because, you know, if I just have another way of actually viewing the, or actually not even viewing, actually listening to the podcast, it just happens to be a video feed. And I'm not, at the moment, I'm not recording my face. I'm only recording a screen capture. So right now, for those, this is for you, those of you who are just listening, which makes things really weird. If you're just listening, currently the stream for YouTube is actually just showing the chat room. That will be going off to a different. That will be changing to different websites. So people can see what I'm talking about. And, of course, what we're going to start off with is, dun-da-da, big surprise, the gift that's always worth buying, S&P Online. I'm just getting this out of the way. Obviously, I run S&P Online. I run FedCom Online. And for those individuals who like playing Starfleet Battles or Federation Commander, it's always a good thing for those people.
Yeah. Yep.
And if you want to get a gift subscription, you can do that. The website allows it. If you look up at the top, you'll see buy gift, and then you can more than happy to write the email address you're buying, and then you can choose what kind of subscription. I've said the checks were, I will only activate that after I get the check. So, unless you plan on sending it to me really quick, and here, I have to change this. This is the wrong address, so please don't send it to this address. This is my old address that no longer works. And I apologize for not updating that. The email, the actual mailing address, should be here. You'll get the proper one, which is Franz Games, at P.O. Box 272, Wernersville, PA, 19565. So if you want to send a check, send it to that address. And you can buy either SAP Online or just FedCom Online, or you also can buy both, and you can buy either 1 year subscription, 3 month subscription. You can buy individually, or you can buy both. Obviously, both is at a reduced cost, because a year subscription for SAP Online is $60. One for FedCom Online only is $60. For both of them, only cost you $80 for a full year for both subscriptions. So it's a great deal if you want to play both. If you only want to play SAP, that's fine. I say don't buy the FedCom. If you don't want to play SAP, only want to play FedCom, just buy the FedCom subscription. Because at the very least, you can still log in and you can watch those games. So you'll be still good to go. And especially for those people who actually can get online, unlike some people, Barry. I will not mention any names here.
I know. I think the last time I had a subscription to Starfleet Battle, I just never get online.
Oh, I understood. I know. Last time you bought a 3 month subscription. I think it was for the tournament. One of the rat tournaments.
Yeah. I think I lost my first game and I never logged on after that.
Yep. But just understandable. Understandable, though. My Masters tournaments, I've got all the way up to turn four, so I'm still doing good, though. As I know you haven't been listening, but the rest of the people here, I'm sure, have been listening. And so they know that the only reason it's even close is I screwed up. Because, instead of, being cautious, I threw caution to the wind and I got closer to him, not thinking about his phaser Gs. So I had a two-box shield facing him with range two, range one with two phaser Gs center line. So I got a few internals off of that. So at that point, we're kind of even though he's lost both of his ESGs.
Yeah.
This is I'm flying the Firehawk, he's flying the LDR. So.
Right. Yeah, those phaser Gs are vicious.
Mm-hmm. Fortunately, given that I really don't play plasma that well, I've actually played plasma quite well, so I'm quite happy with how that is. And for those of you who don't have a subscription, if you keep an eye out, probably on Twitter, definitely on the SOP Online page on Facebook, things like that. There will be sometime in the next month, at the very latest, you will see a video or possibly a number of videos, because of the full video is probably going to both parts. Going to be totaled up to probably around 6 hours total.
Wow.
I recorded like 2.5-3 hours. And I have to check to see if YouTube limits the size. Because if it does limit the size, then obviously I'm going to have to chop it up into a multi-parted video. Which is fine with me. But it's not going to be completely and utterly boring. One thing I did do for those involved who wants to actually watch the video, I actually do a commentary on myself on what I'm thinking and what I think about what my opponent is doing. This is why you have to wait for the video. Otherwise, I would have had it up already. But see, here's the thing. It's behind the scenes kind of look at what I am doing. I think it's kind of be a bad idea for me to actually post a video saying what I'm doing, what's my EA and all that kind of thing while the game is still going on. You know, I don't want my opponent to actually see the video and go, "Oh, look at what he did." You know?
Yeah. Worse with a plasma ship because direct fire, it's pretty obvious what you've done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've launched, let me see, 2, 4s. No, I'll just say 6. No, 5 torpedoes at the moment. Two Fs, 1 fast F, and 2 Ss.
Have you got any further since last week?
No. Because the guy's on vacation. We were unable to get together, and he had to leave like midday this past Saturday.
Okay.
So he won't be back until the 20th, so hopefully during my Christmas break I will have the opportunity to play him. Possibly even the Saturday and Sunday before Christmas. Well, I have to wait and see. Because Lord knows, no one wants that weekend, no one wants to be outside and shopping.
Yeah.
It was actually reminds me, I got...
Oh my. $2.05 a gallon. I'm like...
Where are you?
State. What?
Where are you? Because, dang, that's cheap.
Tennessee.
Dang. That's cheap. Okay, well, moving on to actually the topic for this evening. One of the websites which actually Dave did recommend is called a place called The Dice Shop Online. And they have some really beautiful dice. Also can be very freaking expensive dice, too.
Nothing like good dice, though.
Agreed. I think every person should have at least one set of really quality dice that they use for playing with. You know, obviously, for SMB players, we use a lot of D6. And invariably, when we're playing in person, and that's when we actually use dice, a lot of times you want to have a big bunch of dice. You know? Well, when you do those internals, you want to roll them all at once. You know? So, you...
Yeah.
And anyone who's ever played SFB knows that... When you're doing a damage allocation and you're rolling those dice, you have to define what the order of the dice will be rolled in, because it can make a huge... Early on, it doesn't make a difference. It's hard to make a difference. But when you get past columns 2 and 3, it really makes a huge, huge difference. And I've seen it make a huge, huge difference. Goes from hitting hull, from hitting like power to hitting hull, or not hitting hull, like labs and things like that. You know, it makes a huge difference. I've seen that happen. But the one I'm right now showing is the Metal Fire Forge, which looks gorgeous. This nice silver and black enamel. One thing he was mentioning was some of the gemstones, the engraved stone dice. Can we look at the Cat's Eye Aquamarine?
Oh wow!
Yep, nice
Sweet.
Cat's Eye Aquamarine set cost $85.80, and they look beautiful. Not really, really nice color. Give me this.
Yeah.
That one, yep. and even better. When they have it against a black background, it really, really shows well.
Simulate dice like that in the client.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times, when it comes to the client, a lot of people, they mainly want function. Oh, specialist die. Let's just look at these for a moment. Oh, jeez. Let me look at this. Just to see. What do they mean by this? I have to. Okay. Ah, that's what I thought. Increase your probability. Do you need that extra natural D20 or that extra zero for a critica? Well, there. Here it is. A perfect addition to your dice set. Basically, it's a cheating dice set. It's like, oh, you got to be kidding me. And if anyone gets caught using a cheater's dice set, I would not like to be that person.
Yeah. You talking about weighted dice?
Yep.
Yeah.
Got some nice... I'm seeing some cat's eye stone dice, really, really beautiful. So, do you want to find some really nice dice? And okay, let me just look one thing, which is if you have dice, there's one thing that you should have with it. Let's see if they have them. No, I don't see them. Ah, there it is. Of course, if you have a good set of dice, you must have a nice dice bag. That's just that just goes along with it. Wow,
and a dice tower.
Oh, I'm getting to that. That's another one I'm going to be recommending. There's some really nice ones. Actually, there's a Celtic one, which I kind of like the pattern on that one. That's just me. They have a cube box that you can keep your dice in. That looks kind of nice. Though some of the more expensive ones is they have a nice leather dice bag, which is always cool, always nice. And I got
a bag of holding.
Yep. Oh yes. And another one that was I just found this evening, which I found it and went, yeah, I've got to bring this up. I've got to bring this up because I think people would really, oh man. I'll bring up those. Oh. Okay. Hold on for a moment. Our dear sweet Dave was showing me a nice, it's called Artisan Dice.
And I am liking this showing. Car. Oh my God, it's got a lot of range. So I topped it off in Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
And I'm here in Gallatin, and I've still got a half a tank. I might be able to make it all the way to the Gulf of Mexico on the rest of the tank.
Cool. Wow.
Not that I'm going that far, but.
Holy cow. Brass inlaid dice. Mammoth Irie. Brass inlaid polyhedral set is $2,386, and they're currently sold out.
Yeah.
And they have a full polyhedral set of a Mammoth Irie, which again is it's a little cheaper, $2,176. For those who have more money than brains. I'm sorry.
That's a bit of money. That, good Lord.
Mammoth Irie has some very unique characteristics hiding within its aged and flaky bark. The inner layers polished to a brilliant luster that showcase a wonderful grain in the form of a subtle crosshatch pattern, distinctly heavyweight along with a crisp sound when rolled as a die. And I'm surprised. I was wondering if they had one thing, and they don't. I was hoping that they had like an MP3 of the sound of rolling the dice. And they don't. Because they bring it up, but you know.
Yeah, well, if you're going to pay that much, you want that MP3.
Oh yeah. They have some.
Or at least the video of it.
Right. Oh, if you can buy this a single die 20, it's only $248.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
What was it?
The kind of die.
There's a company that sells tops, you know, like for spinning tops.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to look it up and send you a link. But they have like, if you get all the tops they have, it's about $2,000.
Understood.
But you're getting one out of every single metal.
Right.
Yeah. Well, obviously stainless steel, titanium, zirconium, nickel. They have gold, and gold plated anyway. Silver, pure silver, Damascus steel, copper, brass, nickel, tungsten even.
Mm-hmm.
And and aluminum, and I see my hotel.
Okay. Yeah, Artisan Dice looks like I have a nice collection of dice. Now, I want to move onward to the new thing, which is. I saw this. I thought it was just an awesome, awesome idea. It's actually not that expensive. And true, most people that use this already know about it. But I had to bring it up. Just, you know, even if you don't buy it for somebody, you can maybe put it as kind of part of a kit kind of thing, which is. Gaming paper, paper maps kind of thing, which are meant to be drawn on. They're really, really cheap. You have gaming paper, which is white. Okay, let me look at this. It's 1 inch isometric. It's a 1 inch isometric roll, so it's not hex, but it's for like.
Yeah.
Let me look. How much do you get? For that, you get it's 30 inches wide and 12 feet long, and that's for $5. And as you can also, they do hex rolls, for These are for inch hexes. Again, it's 30 inches wide, but there's a 12-foot roll. And you get...
that is a long map.
Yep, and they have various colors. They have blue, green, white, black, gray, and cobblestone textures. You know, black, blue, green, and white, which is, to me... What's that?
And these are maps that you can draw on?
Yes. It's paper. That's what it is.
Oh.
It's a roll of paper which has hexes on it.
Okay.
Which, if you have for interactive things, I think it'd be, to me, it's kind of a cool idea. Is actually be able to draw on the map itself. You can mark this one, I'll mark this one. Heck, if you really go crazy, in theory, you can actually kind of mark it up kind of like an F&E map, or use it for a map for if you're playing a campaign. And you want, again, it's on in-person campaign, not one that you're actually using online tools to run. But you can draw on it and write on it. You can do whatever you can do whatever you want on those hexes, and it's $5 you get a whole roll, 12 feet long.
Wow.
Obviously, you don't have to use all 12 feet for a single map. You can use like 6 feet.
Yeah,
and then you have two maps. So at one point, okay, if that one map gets all marked up too much, then you can go back and go, let's change it. Also, they have gaming paper tiles, including the
frost. I hate to say this, but I gotta go.
Okay, well, Barry.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Getting back to this, to me, I think this stuff. It's not that expensive in this case. They've got a set of four gaming paper tiles. They're 8x11 tiles. Let me look at this for a moment. They don't tell me the size. Let me see additional information. No. Okay, it doesn't tell me the size of the hexes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. So it has a width of 8 hexes. And we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So it's 11 hexes down. So they're inch hexes is what they are. Which to me is quite cool. Because again, the whole idea of that you actually can write on these things makes for really neat possibilities. And I think even this is even better than the roll, because of if you write on that one piece too much, okay. Like if as I said, take kids a campaign and say, okay, ownership is this, you can mark it up, and as it changes hands and so forth, or certain things happen, or you say, okay, you have a base here, you're going to X out the base, or if you build another base, okay, what do you do? Well, you can replace just the single tile. So, see, like it says, draw, erase, and draw again. Actually, these tiles, whip up a quick random count for using game and a dry erase marker. So these are laminated. So you can actually, use for with dry erase markers, so that's even better, so I think this is one of those really neat things that if you have a person who games, whether it's RPGs or obviously you gotta know what kind they have, because they actually have both hexes and squares, depending, like for a lot of times for RPG, you're actually using with squares. You're not dealing with hexes. When it comes to space games. Space tactical or strategic space games. Or even ground combat. Those are going to mainly deal with when you're doing tactical games. Those will deal with hexes, but a lot of times with like D&D and other RPGs, they're dealing not with hexes, they're dealing with squares. That's because it makes it easier. Obviously, distances, they can be, they'll be kind of skewed. But that's one of those things that I think would be really, I think it's a neat thing. Ooh. And somebody, they just mentioned this one product. Okay, let me just bring it up. Which is they're tops. They're spinning tops called Forever Spins. Now these, my understanding, are if these are the ones that you guys were talking about earlier, which is these are as it says, they're lifetime warranty. You know, my guess is these are really well. Why spinning top? There will be something in it forever. Oh yeah. Actually, be honest, I wouldn't mind having one of these tops. I think that'd be kind of cool. Just go, ding, yeah. Instead of having, spinners? You know, those things that, the spinner things? I'd rather have a top. These look really beautiful. Maybe from a solid block, yeah. This I think this is what they were talking about earlier. Let me just do one quick check for you guys. This is, that'd be kind of cool. The starter kit is $225. So, yikes. Now, if you want, you can get, looks like you can get individual pieces. They'll be much cheaper. You have gold plating, you got titanium, you got copper, you got aluminum. You know, looks like for the aluminum, they're only $35 a piece. Now, if you want silver, that's going to be a little more. 164. Or tungsten, the 194. Wow. Oh, yeah, and even they have the plates, too. So, your basic idea is you spin them on the plates. Oh, gorgeous. Oh yeah, and kind of a display rack. That's awesome. Now, oh yes, I will not forget that. I almost, thank you, Dave, for reminding me, which is one thing I definitely wanted to bring up, which. Which is, of course, Shapeways. The one thing with Shapeways that you need to remember about Shapeways is that whether you're buying for you or you're buying for a loved one, when it comes to all these beautiful, beautiful miniatures that we've seen over the many, many months, the one thing to keep in mind is a lot of these will be going up as of January 31st. All of these, especially when it comes to the older miniatures, those will be going up. Let me just go back to the website because she mentioned, yeah, here it is. Jean mentioned that anything stronger, okay, this is what's going to happen when it comes to increased cost. Anything stronger, anything in a strong, versatile plastic that currently is priced below $8.99 will be set to a minimum of $8.99. Anything that is colored plastic will be going up dramatically. The increase will be $4 over the base instead of $1. So it's going to be $3 per miniature. In the fine detail plastic, I'm seeing an increase of 30% or more. Anything priced over under $11.99 will be a minimum of $11.99. So very small ships, anything in color plastic and anything really big will be hit the hardest, i.e. if they're the larger pieces that, you know, that they have. Obviously, some of the monsters like the Juggernauts, those will be hit the hardest. And things like this one right here, my guess, this little Destroyer Scout, which is now $6.99, that's going to be $8.99. This one, which is currently $40, the large Death Probe, my guess it's going to go up. She said 30% or more. I'm not sure. Obviously, 30% of 40 is going to be an additional 12. So it goes from $41 to $53 approximately. So that's a big jump. That's a huge jump for the larger pieces. So if you're going to buy for you or a loved one, buy now. You know, worst case scenario, you know, if you want to, that's a reminder for those who get cash. Obviously, save those all up. And if you really like miniatures, go to the Shapeways and you can buy some right after Christmas before the price increase. So, you know, just keep that in mind that there is going to be a price increase at January 31st of 2019. So I just want to make sure that you remember that. It's not just for ADBs. Obviously, anything on Shapeways, my guess, is going to go up. And, of course, thank you, Dave. I am being very lax in my duties, and I apologize, which is, of course, something that you all should be aware of if you don't already know about, which is, of course, ADB's website itself. They have a nice store for those people who can't buy them locally. Now, one thing I want to have you guys keep in mind, please, 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 if you can find a toy store, not a toy store, but a hobby store that has SFB or whatever SFB product you're looking for, buy there. That is where ADB wants you to buy, and that's where I want you to buy myself. Why? It does two things in my mind. One, it supports your local business. If you've ever heard me before, I'm sure if you have, you'll hear me again. Support your local businesses. I am all about local businesses because I do not want to see us become a country of just house after house after house and have everything delivered to our front doors, where we come so insular to our own house that we have these wonderful neighborhoods, but we all are so alone. And to my mind, one way of doing that is you have local businesses that where you get out of your house, you go to those local businesses, you randomly meet up with these people, especially at the hobby stores where you already have a shared interest. You know, you go to the hobby stores and, you like this one? You know, you can get all kinds of, you have some great discussions and maybe, hey, you might even find a friend. I'm into that. That's number one. You'll support your community, and you also support that local business. And it's obviously ADB. The whole idea is they want those local businesses to get their products to, and this is gonna sound weird, but evangelize, because that is what evangelize means, is getting out the word. That's what evangelization really is about. Whether it's religious evangelization or about a product or a, you know, in this case, a game. Get the word out about SFB and how great it is. Whether it's just it's Starfleet Battles itself or, you know, one of the role-playing versions, whether it's Prime Directive, you know, GURPS Prime Directive, regular Prime Directive, Prime Directive D20, or Prime Directive D20 Modern. You know, I wouldn't expect this. I would not, the fiction, I would not expect to see any place other than Amazon. So, now, of course, then there's the Stormata. Stormata, in my mind, is the best of both worlds. Actually, three things. Because here's the great thing about buying a Stormata product. A Stormata product not only supports ADB, because it does, it also supports Daniel Cast of MJ12 Games. And so it supports what he wants to do when it comes to gaming and doing that so he can do more gaming. You know, create more and better games. So, and of course, if it's local, even better. You know. But yeah, so if you cannot get it locally, then please come to the ADB store and make purchases for your loved ones. Obviously, the earlier the better, because of invariably you're going to run against the clock, and there's only so quickly that ADB can put these things together and ship them out to you. You know, they will do it as fast as possible, but there is a deadline, though I've not heard about the deadline yet. I'm sure the deadline is coming up, quickly approaching. It's possibly already announced on Facebook. I just haven't seen it. At the very least, I say buy this like this weekend would be great. It gives you a week, and they should be able to get it to you by then without costing you an arm and leg and another arm when it comes to shipping and getting there as quickly as possible. So definitely do that. Yep, and as Dave is mentioning in the chat room, he's mentioning that gaming stores are kind of like really cool libraries. And that's great. And now, and again, one way to make sure that the local, another reason why you want to buy locally is because when you buy locally that product from that store, they're going to buy more of that product. So in which case, you can go and see the product, feel the product, look at the product locally. Because that's another thing that's always great about having something in a local store. You actually get to see it. That's why, as crazy as it sounds, I know Best Buy is a huge corporation, but I like ordering online from them to be picked up at a store. Because it supports that store. And also we get that immediate sale too. So that's one of the reasons why I like doing that for Best Buy. And that's one thing I think I've heard that is actually catching on finally, where people can buy from local stores and pick them up and pick up the product. You might not have time to go shopping through the store, but at the very least, you can pick it up at the store, and that means no shipping to you. You can pick it up whenever you want to. Again, it gets you out the door, so you're not stuck in your house, and this become very insulary, which I'm always, every single time I hear about these tech pundits saying, "Oh, it's great, it delivers right to your door." I don't want to deliver right to my door. Not every time. There's sometimes when I'm a little too busy. Yeah, but if you're getting too busy in your life that you can't walk out the door and go shopping, just walk around the mall. Yeah, I know the malls are dying. But getting out the door and walk around the neighborhood, walk around stores, walk around, you know, if you're too busy to do that, you really got to rethink your priorities. I understand that you're probably trying to make a living, but if that's all you're doing, you're not living. You know? Find the time, man. Now, as Barry was mentioning, And I'll bring that up. This is driving me crazy. Let me switch over to there. And this is the next thing, which is dice towers. I actually went on the Amazon because I couldn't find a non-Amazon website that had dice towers. So I fell off and went, okay, this I'll go to Amazon. Yes, I have a thing against Amazon. But so these are kind of cool. This one I thought was really cool. Dice Tower and Tree for Dice Games by C4 Labs, where you have right here, you have the clear plastic. If there's something, I forget what that's exactly called. But in my mind, that's good because you want to be able to see your dice. But I think what's really cool about this is that you see these here and here, these little blocks, and rolls down into a nice little block thing. I'm not sure if these are real wood or plastic or, okay, let me look at this. What does it say? Okay. Okay. It doesn't say now. It's $30, so I'm assuming it's real wood. They have some other ones, which are kind of cool. Dice towers as in shapes of a tower. Which I thought was kind of cool. Got to see the other one, the Cthulhu Dice Tower. This is the one I have this one, which is the LZ Wynn Creative Portable Transparent Mini Tower. This one I have, which I like because of it easily come. This is really great if you go on to like conventions or one that you, that's, this one's really portable because what happens is that these little pieces, they all come apart. They all break, this one face here and the back face here, they just pop off, and then you can just, so it collapses completely to be really flat, and you can put it back in the virtual box, actually, and that's what I usually do. And it makes it really, really, really portable. So you can, And so some of these dice towers are really, really interesting. Obviously, the one thing they also bring up on Amazon, and of course I should bring it up too, which of course is dice trays. Instead of actually having to use the box lid for the game, which I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it because there isn't. But these, if you notice, the ones that I'm showing on the video, is the great thing about these. What's it called? It's called Portable Dice Rolling Tray by Campfire Pros. And the great thing about that is, one, they fold. So you have these little clips. So they, when we're not using it, they can be flat. It makes it a lot more portable. Number two, they are padded. They have a little bit of padding versus a box of a lid, the top of the game box where it's really bouncy. And of course, you don't want to roll it on the table if you can avoid, because how many times have you ever played, you roll a dice and it rolls right onto the game board. Sometimes it's not a disaster, but then you have, if you're playing F&E, you know to avoid rolling the dice anywhere near the board because you have these huge stacks of ships. They might not be on the actual physical board because usually you put the fleet counters on the physical board, but you have your little boards, pieces which shows what are made up the fleets. And of course, if they get mixed up because your die went Whee! Well, that makes things all the more difficult. And Dave's just mentioning how the dice shop online also has towers and trades. And I'll bring it up. Bring it up over here. Just look at it before I show it to you guys. Yeah. Of course, why I did not see this earlier? Because I didn't look at it at that website itself. Let me go over here. Let me switch it so that everybody can see the wonderful glory, which is give me a sec here. There it is. Okay. Switching back and forth is always a little challenging. But looks like some really, really nice trays. Again, looks like you have the same kind of, these looks like they, let me look at these. Okay, yeah, they have the same kind of nibbles. The whole, these corner, make up the corners. So, makes it really nice. It's like $17 for like the turquoise tray. And some kind of cool clear ones. Let me just see if they have that one that I just showed you earlier. No, but they do have some wooden folding towers. Oh, this is neat. This is neat. This is a nice steampunk tower. So, for those individuals that use a lot of dice, obviously we've gone crazy when it comes to dice for this podcast. So you can see some really, let's look at one other one, which is, because it caught my eye. It's a translucent tower, the blue translucent dice tower, and of course, it got, like the clear one that I was talking about earlier, it can be taken apart and put back together. And it makes it, as I said, it makes that very portable and always an awesome thing to do. So I think that gives you at least some ideas on what to do for your loved ones. Dave just mentioned that there's some Cthulhu dice tower also looks good, and there's some skulls for those that like that. Of course, for those who like steampunk, there's also steampunks. And the thing, here's the great things about dice towers and dice, that you don't have to be a real professional gamer to do it. It's one of those things that, especially if the person's into a certain game, whether it's something like, Monopoly, Monopoly or Yahtzee. Because Lord knows, I know some people, they want the feel of the dice. But, they're really crazy about that Yahtzee. Okay, you love Yahtzee, fine. Or if you just want to kind of upgrade your Yahtzee kit, your Yahtzee game, buy like a set of five dice, some really, five really nice dice to play Yahtzee with, and maybe even upgrade the cup, and Lord knows, I'm willing to bet you that if you look for Yahtzee dice, there's going to be Yahtzee dice kits that have, possibly a nice tray with dice and a cup. That would not surprise me if those are online. But the whole idea of that, of me mentioning that, is just to give you ideas of what you can do. Something simple, something kind of unique, something that people would normally think about when it comes to game. Obviously, I have other ideas that I've done in the past years. If you really want to, go look at my past podcasts for like last year, and you know, ideas which are, you know, a little more. I'm gonna say more ephemeral, you know. So that, you know, like the whole idea of if giving like a permission, you know, you can go to one convention or something like that, which normally you wouldn't let them go. You say, honey, I don't care about the money. Go have fun, you know. You know, and possibly, whether it's, but if they want, because in some cases, and I'm talking from personal experience here, sometimes it's good to have some time where you're away from your spouse. You know, you don't do everything together as a couple. You know, I think that's crazy, because each person needs their individual space to grow and so forth. And I think that's really great. You know, because this means when you're together, you really appreciate each other more when you're together. Oh, jeez. No, Dave, I'm not going to mention that one. He's mentioned some other dice on the dice shop. But anyhow, with that, I think we will wrap it up for this evening. It was wonderful talking about, well, a lot of it was dice. Big surprise. That's a major aspect to games. And some other ideas for that gamer in your life. And with that, I am Paul Franz, and I bid you a good night.